said, our theme for today is celebrating the entrepreneurial spirit. And our next guest is the key master to success. Every month, he inspires, cajoles, motivates, educates, and lifts the morale of tens of thousands of readers surreptitiously. The magazine he publishes has been the Bible for ambitious business people and entrepreneurs for more than a century. He joins the ranks of celebrity publishers of the magazine that include Napoleon Hill, considered the godfather of the self-help movement, Orson Swett Marden, W. Clement Stone, and Og Mandino. He recently has taken all of his practical and applied knowledge and put it into a book titled The Compound Effect, Multiplying Your Success One Simple Step at a Time. Darren Hardy has been a leader in the personal development industry for 16 years, having led two personal development-based television networks, the People's Network, TPN, and the Success Training Network, TSTN. He's produced, launched more than 1,000 TV shows, live events, products, and programs with many of the world's top experts. Darren is a product of the principles he reveals in The Compound Effect. He started earning a six-figure income when he was 18 years old, and he earned more than $1 million by the time he was 24. He owned a company producing $50 million a year in revenue by the time he was 27. As publisher and editor of Success Magazine, Darren is in a unique position to interview leading experts on human performance and achievement, as well as many of today's top CEOs. He's also interviewed entrepreneurs, superstar athletes, entertainment, and Olympic champions. Darren is committed to helping other achievers achieve their personal best in order to live a richer, more fulfilling life, and he is a popular keynote speaker and appears regularly on national radio and TV shows for CNBC, MSNBC, CBS, ABC, and Fox. And he will be joining us in just a few minutes from his bunker down in Phoenix, Arizona. So stay tuned for that. Darren Hardy, if you don't know, is the new publisher of Success Magazine. And if you're an entrepreneur or anybody in business, this magazine gives you great insight into the world of business. It's uplifting, it's motivational. But I've got to tell you, the most interesting feature of the magazine to me is in each edition of the magazine, they include a CD-ROM with interviews, just like the one we're about to have with Darren Hardy, with success leaders. And the interviews, to me, are more valuable than the magazine. Truth is in with it as well. And now we're joined by Darren Hardy, who is the publisher of Success Magazine. Darren, we've already done the build-up leading up to you with an introduction. You are a man of many accomplishments. Thank you for being on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. I appreciate it very much.
Pleasure to be on with you, Billy.
Glad to have you. Now, just to set the stage for you, you're talking to residents of Ventura County. We're a county of about 1.1 million, and within our county, we have a lot of entrepreneurs who have small businesses, whether it's a plumbing business, transmission shop, a maid service, whatever. And you are sort of the godfather of entrepreneurialism, and we're glad to have you on board. But what impressed me the most is you've written a new book. It's called The Compound Effect. And you've sort of distilled down all of your practical knowledge and put it into this book. So my first question's got to be, why did you write The Compound Effect, and why did you write it now?
Well, really, Billy, mostly because I was ticked off.
Ticked off?
I was irritated about the way we're treated in our society with marketing gimmickry and this constant barrage of, you know, the quick fix. You know, I wanted to clear the clutter, demystify the truth, tell it straight, you know, with no fat or fluff included. And I've been a part of the personal development industry for 16 years, and as publisher of Success Magazine, you know, I've seen it all, heard it all. There are 5,000 books produced every year in the personal development and success space. So to break through the noise of that sheer volume of so many quote-unquote gurus today having resorted to sensational claims of great secrets or new scientific breakthroughs and the like, you know, it's all gimmickry, and it does more harm than good for people who are looking for real self-improvement answers. And so I wrote the book to return people back to the basics, you know, the truth, the core fundamentals of what it really takes to succeed.
Okay.
Discipline and hard work and consistency and so forth, you know, those fundamentals that are simple but truly profound. And it really comes down to this, Billy. There are not 5,000 things one needs to do well to be successful. There are only about a half dozen things that need to be done. They just need to be done 5,000 times over. And so the book really brings clarity and focus to what those half dozen things are, and then an actionable plan about how to do them well. Master the fundamentals, repeat them consistently over an extended period of time, and the payoff is extraordinary.
Ah, so I take it from that that you don't believe there is such a thing as a four-hour work week, as some books prescribe. All right, so you say there are six things that need to be done 5,000 times over and over and over again. So is that how you define the compound effect, those six things, and what are those six things?
It's a 200-page book on kind of defining what those are, but the compound effect simply is the principle of reaping huge rewards from a series of small serial smart choices. It's the magic that Einstein described as the eighth wonder of the world. You know, the result it produces may look like magic, but in fact they're very certain outcome of practical, logical, and mathematically predictable process. You know, a fantastic result as compound interest is financially can be the same result it has in the correct choices in your life. So, I mean, you know, really the best illustration I can give is to emphasize the power of small choice adjustments. Is, say, a plane in Los Angeles that's headed to New York City, and if the nose of the plane is only off by 1%, 1 degree, it'll end up 150 miles off course. And so slight misalignment of behavior that might be rooted in unconscious habit, and those behaviors repeated over time, you know, send you miles off course towards the goals you thought you were marching towards. And so it really is just about, you know, what are those small incremental choices that are made on a daily basis that in themselves look innocuous? The results from them are invisible, but accumulated and compounded over time either catapults you to extraordinary success or great defeat and failure.
Wow. We're talking to Darren Hardy, everybody. He is the author of a brand new book called The Compound Effect. And Darren, you make it sound so simple. But if the fundamentals of success are so simple, why isn't everybody wealthy, healthy, and wise?
Well, what's easy to do is also easy not to do. You know, the one thing successful people have in common with unsuccessful people is they both hate to do what it takes to be successful. You know, the difference is successful people do them anyway. So the reality is the process of success is laborious. It's tedious, sometimes even boring. Becoming wealthy, influential, world-class in your field is slow and arduous. And, you know, as mentioned before, Hollywood and commercial marketing will fool you into believing otherwise. So it's easy to get faked out.
All right. Well, now, if based on all of that, what would you say the greatest challenge that people face in making the compound effect work for them?
I'd say that, you know, the choices and disciplines that we need to stay consistent with are simple, but they're not easy. You know, we've become addicted to instant gratification. If we say no to the chocolate cake, there's no reward. No trophy, no accolades, nobody's giving you, you know, bravo. If we say yes, we get a mouthful of joy and we get satiated. So, you know, meanwhile, the results from these new positive choices and disciplines and habits are invisible for a very long time. We can start to think that it's not working at all. It would be better if we took one bite of a hamburger and then we fell to the floor with a heart attack, or we took a puff of a cigarette and our face mutated into the face of an 80-year-old, or you didn't make your prospecting calls that day and you got fired and you went bankrupt, or, you know, you ate a piece of cake and 50 pounds were added to your frame. The reality is those things are the outcome, but they're just not the outcome in the moment when you're making that poor choice. But the accumulated choices do add up to those very outcomes themselves.
I see. All right. Well, that's well explained. Now, one of the things, we're talking to Darren Hardy, everybody. One of the things digging into your book that I thought was intriguing, you discuss that change is hard, but that's a good thing. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, I mean, whenever faced with great challenge, you know, that's where the great separation between the herd is. If change were easy and everyone were doing it, then it would be much more difficult for you and me to stand out and be an extraordinary success. You know, ordinary is easy. Extraordinary is what will separate us from the crowd. So that's why, personally, I'm always happy when something is hard. And that's because I know that most people won't do what it takes. Therefore, it'd be easier for me to step in front of the pack and take the lead. And I love what Dr. Martin Luther King said so eloquently: the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in the moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge. And so when you press on despite difficulty, tedium, and hardship, That's when you earn your improvement and gain strides in the competition. Even if it's hard, awkward, or tedious, so be it. Just do it. Keep doing it, and the magic of the compound effect will reward you handsomely.
Oh, I love it. I want to dig in a little bit deeper into the book, because in the book you mentioned something that you called the rhyme register, and you say that that's one of your secret weapons. All right, pull back the curtain a little bit for my listeners and tell us what that is and how it works.
Well, what separates you from your goal is nothing but a sequence of behavior, right, of action.
Right.
And so there are only a few behaviors changes and disciplines, you know, at any one time, you're only a couple of few disciplines and behaviors away from a major breakthrough, a major transformation. I mean, just think about your marriage or your relationship. If there were three behavior changes that you made, it would completely revolutionize your relationship. In your business, there are a few disciplines or a few behaviors that if you acted on, it would totally change the outcome and profitability of your company. With your diet, with your exercise, with yourself as a parent, you're only a couple few disciplines away from a major breakthrough. So what the weekly rhythm register is what are those two or three behaviors? And if you just bring awareness and to tracking them each day, just accounting for them, you know, how many times did I say something positive, encouraging, or complimentary to my wife today? How many prospecting calls did I make today? You know, how many glasses of water did I get down today? And if you're just tracking that on a daily basis, depending on what your goal is and what two or three behaviors are going to be responsible for achieving those, and then registering those on a daily basis, that constant awareness will be the regular accountability to keep you consistent long enough to have the compound effect kick in, and then the extraordinary results come from there.
Oh, I see. So what gets measured gets done, in essence.
That's right.
All right,
exactly.
Good. All right, well, then let me ask you this. Just cutting to the chase, how can people set themselves up for more well-rounded success? Because you don't just define success as monetary success. You have actually a whole list of areas that you can be successful in.
Yeah, and that's what we see a lot, unfortunately, in our society, is people are trying to live up to something or somebody else's expectations, whether it is society's or their peer group or their parents, even 20, 50 years later. And they do this with insatiable obsession because they are never going to be able to satisfy living up to somebody else's expectations. So they do it to the sacrifice of many other areas of their life. A lot of times it's focused on whether it be financial or status or title or identity. And then the pursuit usually is wrapped up in their profession, obviously, and that's at sacrifice a lot of times to their health or to their relationship with their significant other, to their family, to their contribution to society, what have you. So, you know, in the book, I talk about a system of identifying what's really your core motivation. What does motivate you? What does incite your passion? What are your values? And a lot of people are really uncertain of those, and so I take them through the process to get clear. And then once you start actually living in alignment with what's important to you and not what you thought was important or what somebody else thought was important for you, life takes on a completely different meaning, a completely different feeling, and a completely different passion. And that's a lot about what's talked about in the context of the book.
Great. We're talking to Darren Hardy, everybody. He's the author of The Compound Effect, Multiplying Your Success One Simple Step at a Time. Darren, I know you've encapsulated some of this for people who are curious and might be sitting at their desk at work. You've got a couple of websites. What are those URLs?
TheCompoundEffect.com is where they can learn about the book. And, you know, I having gone through this process, I think books should cost $1,000 a piece now. You know, I mean,
as an author, yeah.
So there's so much life, blood, sweat, tears, spirit, experience, and context of having traveled the road that is put into the pages of that book that its value is far greater than the ridiculous. It's a horrible business, by the way, writing a book and the price that it's sold for. What a terrible business it is, having discovered that now. So it's really inexpensive, but the value in it is extraordinary. So I recommend thecompoundeffect.com. Obviously, as publisher of Success Magazine, I highly recommend subscribing to the publication where every month we are featuring the great achievers within our society and how they're doing what they're doing and what you can learn from them and how you can do it yourself too. So success.com is that URL.
Well, I am a subscriber to Success, and I give a shameless plug before you came on the air for Success Magazine. And so my listeners know how I feel about that. One of the things that I liked about your book, and we've only got a couple of minutes left, Darren, is that you put a lot of yourself into the book, not just the blood, sweat, and tears you just described, but a lot of your personal life as well. One of the stories that I found very touching was the Thanksgiving journal that you did for your wife. Explain for my listeners what that is and why that was so important for you.
Yeah, I think a lot of people can relate with this too. I mean, it was I have a tradition every Thanksgiving I send out Thanksgiving cards, and I was preparing one for my wife, and we had been in a bit of a
tiff. Yeah.
and so I was trying to figure out what can I possibly put in this card, you know, feeling how I'm feeling. And then I went through the process and then wrote what I was really thankful for about her, and it totally changed me. So I thought, and then the rest of the day was amazing because I was changed based on forcing myself to think about what I was grateful for. I said, what if I could live this way all year long? So I took a journal, bought a journal, and then every day for 5 minutes at the end of the day, all I did was log, you know, what it is that I appreciated about my wife that day. And it could have been as trivial as a great dinner, the way she took care of the dogs, how she interacted with her friends, you know, the way she styled her hair that day, whatever. Just 5 minutes every day, and at the end of the year, that following Thanksgiving, I'd filled up an entire journal front to back, and I gave it to her as a gift, and, you know, it was the best gift she's ever received, as she reported. And but the greatest gift was to me, because having focused on what she was doing right, what I appreciated about her, changed how I saw her, and every day I was looking for what I wanted to appreciate that day. So it changed how I interacted with her, which means that she changed how she responded to me. And this escalated up, or you can say compounded, into the best year of our marriage ever. And I think that's what happens a lot, is we focus on what somebody's doing wrong. And when you force yourself to focus on what somebody's doing right, all of a sudden you see them differently. And then you act and interact with them differently. And it's totally revolutionary.
That's great. We're talking to Darren Hardy, everybody. He's the author of The Compound Effect, Multiplying Your Success One Simple Step at a Time. Darren, the time was too short. I hope you will come back soon.
Sounds great, Billy.
Thank you very much, Darren. Appreciate it. That brings us to the end of another show. You've been listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. Join us every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ AM 1400. Coming up next is Leading Your Inspired Life with Susan Burrell. We end each show by saying, go out and be the change in the world you want to see. Remember, the leaders of the past didn't hold with today's conventions, and neither will the leaders of tomorrow. Goodbye.
You're listening to Ventura's News Talk.
There must be something on.
On AM 1400 KKZZ, Santa Paula, Ventura, Oxnard.